This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached the Ambuja on the day 2 visit to Nigeria. He marked the 3-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana yesterday. This is the first visit by the Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister withheld thanks to the Nigerian President, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, yesterday. Both the leaders will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss the further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationships. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address the gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been a strategic partner since 2007 with a growing economic, energy and defense collaboration. More than 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in the important sectors in Nigeria. The two countries also share a strong development cooperation partnership. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on the 18th of this month on a 2-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by the President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is part of the G20 through OCA, along with Brazil and South Africa, that has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussion. During the event, the Prime Minister Modi will present India's position on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi's leader declaration, as well as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet the several leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. On the third and the final leg, the Prime Minister Modi will also undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th till the 21st of this November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond the vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering of the leadership summit organized by the media organization in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted the government is working on the mantra of progress for the people and by the people. Mr. Modi has also highlighted that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded to 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to the new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. With just one day left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, the top leaders are holding the rallies and public meetings in favor of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with the BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Meera Booth, Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, the Prime Minister and the senior BJP leader, Narendra Modi, lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of the society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra are highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. The Union Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that the Congress ruled the country for 20 years but never gave respect to Bharat Nanta Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar as he deserved. To address the 3 election meetings in Mumbai, Palghar and Pune. Taking the pot shot on the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the caste census, he said that Rahul Gandhi is spreading confusion among people and is engaged in efforts to deceive the electorate of the name of the caste census. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights of both the NDA and the India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner the support of their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. The senior BJP leader and union minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren, the government, is treating the tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing the election meetings in Dumka, Deoghar and Girith, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of the tribals in the state. While addressing the election meeting at Jamtara, the senior BJP leader and the assembly co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sharma accused Hemant Soren of making false promises. On the other hand, the Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. The second and the final phase of the voting will take place on the 20th of November. The counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.